So hello, and welcome to the Boomer to Zoomer podcast virtual studio. I am your host, James William Frank. Our mission is to inspire, educate, and encourage those of the pre-retirement age, which right now are the baby boomers. With 60% of new businesses being started by those looking for a second career, and those born between 1946 and 1964 refusing to look at retirement, a new adult state is being defined as pre-retirement and as a period for new beginnings. Renaissance baby boomers are changing how we view our world and the possibilities it holds. We're going around the country to interview everyday people who continue to be anything but ordinary. Join us as we spotlight pockets of this demographic cohort and learn from those who are making life happen when moving from profitable occupation to profitable avocation. This podcast is brought to you by the 90 Day Adventure Cards. If you are serious about reaching your goals, make it an adventure and carry a daily reminder card that identifies the most important thing you need to do each day to accomplish your goals. Stop by the shop and order up a 90 Day Adventure. So hello again, and welcome back to Boomer to Zoomer podcast. Today, we're starting a new series on the pre-retirement activities of local baby boomers of Person County, North Carolina. I recently had the distinct opportunity to sit down with the three owners of Artisans Emporium at 44 Gordon Street in Roxboro, North Carolina. Roxboro and Person County are known for down-home Southern cooking, local artisans, and lots of friendly smiles to invite visitors to experience the growing small-town Piedmont flavor of Person County. The three managing artists of Artisans Emporium, Kathy, Sandra, and Carol, launched their dream of having a location where local gifted talent could exhibit their creations just last August. Today, they've added many more local artisans. The items they have available are handcrafted by Person County artists and cannot be found elsewhere. Unique, one-of-a-kind gifts and collectibles that create memories with the Piedmont flavor for both visitors and locals alike. Please listen in on a recent conversation I had with Kathy Radican, Sandra Hsu, and Carol White of the Artisans Emporium as we discuss the life factors that led them to start their own business with no previous entrepreneurial experience and armed with only an idea. I expect you will be filled with the inspiration, education, and encouragement that I know I was. Sandra, you started to say what happened after you reached retirement.
Retired. I was determined to do some more with pottery, and the right opportunities came up and that I was able to take some additional classes other than what I had studied in college at the local community college. So I took 6 semesters of pottery under a local instructor. So my next step was trying to find some studio equipment. I was able to find a potter's wheel and a kiln for a reasonable price. So we spent an all-day trip going up to the mountains in one day to pick up the kiln and the wheel. And this was at the encouragement of my husband. I didn't think it was going to actually happen, but he said, you might as well do it because this is a good price. So when I got back, started making some pottery and showing in some local studios. And about the same time, Carol was trying to encourage local craftsmen to come together and to do a store. And so she had the wisdom to start some pop-up markets so that we could see what our vendor base would be like. And Carol, if you will tell how you got started with your chime pots.
And my direction was so different from Sandra's because I wasn't formally trained in art by any means. I purchased a wind chime, thought it was a neat product. Started making a few of my own. I gave them as gifts. People started requesting them. Sold them out of my garage. Did some craft fairs, those kinds of things, and then thought, well, I'm certainly not the only person who needs a different outlet than a craft fair. So we tried to put the word out to different people to talk about, let's get together. The word co-op came up. We tossed that around a little bit. And we did do the pop-ups, but we had supportive people along the way. One of the buildings we looked at fell through, which was a good thing, because with that falling through, we were able to come to Hall's Way. So it was a lot of good people and good timing going on with us. We happened to meet up with Kathy. Sandra and Kathy connected, and so Kathy was also as interested, and I'll let her tell a little bit about how she got going with hers.
Okay. I was a registered psychiatric nurse at a federal prison in Butner, North Carolina, for 9 years, and when I retired, I started making jewelry just as a hobby, and I made things for my granddaughter and my daughter and some other people, and eventually I made so much of it that somebody said, you need to sell this. So I got hooked up with Sandra and Carol, and like she said, we did the pop-up markets, and they were very well received, and everything just kind of snowballed from there. It was kind of a perfect storm when Claudia Berryhill and her brothers were renovating this block of buildings in Roxborough. And I saw her at a local restaurant one night, and she said, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm making jewelry. She said, do you need a shop? And I said, as a matter of fact. So we had a meeting with her, and everything just fell into place.
That's very interesting how you all met and came together so perfectly. I think it's important to note that, Sandra, you were the one who pursued an earlier interest and turned it into an entrepreneurial adventure. Both Carol and Kathy, you discovered a creative talent following your retirement. Many baby boomers are entering what's being called pre-retirement, during which they are starting new businesses and developing long-held passions. They have lots of energy and expect to live longer, healthier lives than previous generations. So, Carol, what gave you the confidence to head out in a new direction?
Little Red Hen theory, that if you want to do something, you do it yourself. Right. So I'm an educator, and I work with helping people reach their goals. I taught for 28 years, so helping people get to where they want to be. You know, in learning, that's a part of it, motivation. I'm a mentor for beginning teachers, which is a second way that I recreated myself. So I had some confidence in knowing that I could do something besides teach. As far as running a retail business, these two will tell you from the get-go, I have resisted that part of it a lot. That was a big learning curve for me to do that. But the confidence came from having the right people around me and their support. And also, they also took responsibility. So that was a big part of it.
So you gained confidence by personal achievement in multiple career endeavors and by surrounding yourself with other talented business partners. Those are very valuable points. Kathy, was there someone from your past, perhaps a role model, that encouraged you or pointed you in a new direction?
When I was at the federal prison, we had an art therapist on staff, and I got to know Miss Etheridge very well, and she was always coming up with projects for the inmates to do. And after I retired, I volunteered with her for 3 years. Wow. And I had a group of inmates that I did murals with, and that was a lot of drawing and painting and whatnot. But we didn't have a lot of equipment to make things, so it was mostly visual art. But Miss Etheridge was multi-talented, and she was always doing something new. And I think she inspired me to try the jewelry. And I was a total novice. I'd never had any classes. YouTube is excellent. There are a lot of YouTube videos out there that have tutorials that show you exactly what to do. And I started it, and I tried it, and I liked it, so I kept going.
So interesting. We never know where a life-changing inspiration can come from. you are a rare person and that you acted upon that inspiration. Most people do not. Sandra, what were some of the beginning baby steps that you took to launch the store?
Well, I think a lot of my inspiration came from looking at designs on Pinterest and trying to see what was successful there as far as layouts of store, store window designs, and just trying to get an idea also from visits with other stores. We went around several locations, the three of us, before we opened our store, just to find out what worked, what didn't work, ask a lot of questions. We felt like that we had a really good background by the time that we opened our store of what we needed to do, and the fact that we had so many craftsmen already in Person County that wanted to sell their work, and a lot of those are actually boomers as well. So it really clicked when we started to open our store that we would have the support that we needed from local craftsmen, vendors, from the community. It just seemed to all click.
Thanks, Sandra. Those are some vitally important clues to success. The lesson here is, what works leaves a trail to follow. So, Carol, let me ask you, what advice would you give to a person who's just starting out in a new direction?
Don't be afraid to step out of the box and do something in a non-traditional way. Because when I first started the journey, I went to do the small business, and they told me that the first thing I had to have was a structured business plan, and we had an idea. So we went with our idea and built the business plan after the idea. So we went to classes, small business classes, and nobody had done what we had done. We didn't feel like the business community was really as helpful as Sandra said, going out to the people who were actually doing the ideas. So I guess that's the first bit of advice, would be to go and see if somebody's doing something similar to what you're doing and talk to them rather than the textbook case of the small business beginning.
This is such valuable information. So many baby boomers are trying to determine their next moves in developing business, and your experiences really educate and give encouragement. And Kathy, what unexpected events did you run into in developing your new direction?
I never expected, after I retired from nursing, to do anything but just kind of be retired. But I found myself growing bored, and I had this feeling in my mind, it was like, I should be doing something. And when we first started talking about doing this, we didn't really have a plan. We started out and we would meet almost weekly, and we'd talk about, okay, what do we need to do about this? What do we need to do about that? And it was unexpected to me to have to come up with that stuff, because I'd never done anything like that before, and I don't think any of the rest of us had either.
We don't have retail experience.
No, none of us.
So
the three of us meshed really well. Me with my designing ability, Carol with her ability to meet people, to greet, to recruit our vendors through the pop-up market. She really did a lot of that work. And Kathy is the accountant, because Carol and I cannot do accounting. Kathy has to do that.
And Kathy helps us with some of our legal research also. So the three of us putting our brains together makes a good, complete businesswoman.
Yes, Kathy is a little OCD.
Yes, she is.
This is so impressive, the way the three of you have come together and complement each other's strengths and weaknesses. It seems like the perfect combination of design, marketing, and record keeping. Congratulations on making that work. So let me ask you, what have been some of the benefits that you have seen from starting out in a new direction?
I think that when we first started out, our kind of mantra was, we'll be happy if we break even. And we've done a little bit better than that. We did better than break even. But the main thing in our minds was to provide this opportunity for other people like us And we feel like more than being retailers, we are kind of facilitators for other people, that we're doing this as almost a public service. Because we don't pay ourselves. We're volunteers.
So after retirement, we're still able to make a difference and still able to serve and still able to support our community. That we didn't go home and close the door and stay.
Plus, we've been working on this project for over a year, even though we didn't open until August 15th. And in that year's time, we have never had an argument. We get along so well. It's just a perfect mesh for us.
This is great information. You're so easy to interview. How about this question? What values would each of you like to be remembered for? Maybe, Kathy, you could start.
I think that it would please me to be remembered for a positive attitude, for encouraging other people, and for being kind.
How about you, Carol?
I think I'd like to be remembered as being the encourager, the person who helped other people meet their goals. And that making a difference thing is really important to me. I always say people before things. Is the way I go with it.
And how about you, Sandra?
Well, for one thing, being trustworthiness, and also to treat other people, especially our customers, the way that I would like to be treated.
What great values to develop and be remembered for. We talked about this before. At what age do you think we're all going to start to feel old? Any comments on that?
I think I'll start to feel old when I can no longer do the things that I still want to do.
And Carol?
I don't think I'm going to feel old, James. I think I'm just going to stay perky and young and youthful, and that's just the way it's going to be.
And Sandra?
Oh, I feel the same thing. I don't think I'll ever feel old.
Let me ask you, what things would you not do over again?
When I was answering those questions that you posed for us, I'm starting to think about what if my life had taken on a different career path. And back when I was going to college, and probably for the other two, there weren't very many occupations for women to go into. You were either a nurse, a school teacher, or a secretary.
Right.
If I had it to do all over again, I might have gone into engineering. But I don't think I would have as much fun as what I'm doing right now. So my career path turned out to be okay.
And Carol?
I have always struggled with anxiety. So maybe the thing that I'm taking from this is that you don't have to be so anxious. Things do work out with some patience and perseverance, but also to accept the anxiety for what it is.
And Kathy, anything you want to add?
I think I've always had a problem with confidence, self-confidence. When I was in high school, I decided all on my own that I didn't think I could pass college math, so I didn't go to college. I didn't go to college till I became a nurse at age 50. And so I think if I had to do it all again, I would push myself more, value myself more, and believe in myself more. I think I'm there now, but I wasn't there then.
We all learn from the experience that comes with time. And finally, is there anything I haven't asked that you'd like to comment on? Anything that you think could inspire and educate and encourage other baby boomers?
One thing I think people need to do, and it's what we did kind of instinctively, is you have to have a plan. You have to do your research, and then you have to make sure you have enough capital to make it come true.
James, we didn't borrow any money to do this. We took it out of our pocket. We were fortunate enough to have funding amongst us to do it, and we didn't spend a lot to get started. So it doesn't take a huge bank loan to get started.
That's a really important point.
And one thing that I'd like to add is after retirement, do something that you like instead of just sitting around and wondering what you're going to do with the rest of your life. Pick something that you really enjoy doing and every day just is a pleasure to be able to come into the store, or whether I'm working at my Potter's Wheel. It's not work.
It's more of a passion.
It's more of a passion.
That's a really important point. Well, thank you guys so much, Kathy, Carol, and Sandra. You're the perfect examples of the new pre-tiree who's found greater purpose and contentment in new beginnings after leaving the traditional workforce. Well, that makes it the end for this podcast. We'll keep you posted on the next podcast from Person County, North Carolina, as we continue to meet and learn from more baby boomers who have changed directions to follow passions. Thanks for listening. If you find this series helpful, share with others who may also benefit. And don't forget to stop by the shop and order up your 90-day adventure cards so you can get clear on your goals and focused over the next 90 days for a great adventure. Until next time, this is James William Frank, making the rest the best.